thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about Pesach. Passover, the most essential holiday we have during the year as Israelis. Weeks of cleaning and preparation. The kids are on vacation from school. We have dilemmas. Where will we celebrate the holiday? By my parents, by her parents, at our house? And besides all these things and all the organization and production and the four glasses of wine and the lechaim, there are also plenty of thoughts about life. And maybe it's actually because we bother so much. So Passover is a holiday that brings up many thoughts about life. It's a time to take a look at things and see what is this holiday all about. Tal, please. Yeah, it's really interesting where this Passover meets us as a society. These days we feel as a society kind of stuck. Things aren't changing. Economically wise, the cost of living, security wise, our image in the world, our relations with the world aren't good. We have this militant kind of image. And many people really wanted for there to be some kind of change. We had a hope that the leadership will change, that more enlightened, prettier people will be in power. Maybe more similar to what we expect of the leadership, and maybe the change will come from there. And it didn't happen. Nothing changed. So there is great disappointment and maybe even despair. And we have the Passover coming up. And maybe surprisingly, we can find some insights in the Passover holiday of how can we make a change, even though that we're kind of despaired. Because as we know, the holiday of Pesach, it symbolizes renewal and innovation. It's a very deep story that we remember every year, and we'd like to find out how can this holiday give us a new hope this year. So the first question is, what is there about this holiday, about the story which is about us, about our people? What can we take this year from this holiday in order to get some hope so it will be relevant to the pretty stuck situation we're in today? First of all, the situation isn't new, that we're stuck. It's so for thousands of years, since we have lost our people and our country 2,000 years ago, because we fell from brotherly love to unfounded hatred. And this is actually the entire reason for which we are in such a bad situation. A situation where everyone hates us, and we hate ourselves, and among us there are many factions, parties, currents that are also in unfounded hatred between them, meaning we're in unfounded hatred between us, and we project this unfounded hatred to the world, and this is how the world treats us back also with hatred, and we don't understand the reason, and also the world doesn't exactly understand why did they hate us. Of course, both the world and also we have excuses, but the excuses are obviously everyone invents an excuse of his own. And if I'm talking from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains that what happens among the people of Israel happens in the world, because we are actually the transition from the spiritual force, the higher force, onto the entire world. If we function as light for the nations, then fine, then it's good for us and good for the world. If we're not functioning this way, then the world is worse off, and so are we. What does it mean to be light on the nations? It means that we're connected according to what the Torah demands of us, to be as one man and one heart and brotherly love and a good and nice connection between us, to be as one family, because the people of Israel were founded only according to this condition of being connected. Different people, strangers, that Abraham, our patriarch, took from Babylon. Before that, there was no such concept as the people of Israel or some Israeli tribe or something. There was no such thing. But all the people that connected to him because they felt that the connection is the right thing to do, the right way to exist and develop. They joined Abraham, our patriarch, and connected them. And this is how the people of Israel were founded. Meaning the people of Israel aren't an ordinary people. It's a group of people that connected according to a special message, according to a special ideology of connection, where love covers for all crimes. That no one is criticizing the other and not even criticizing himself, but everyone's only building love above all crimes, above all differences, above everything that's going on the inside. That I remain with my qualities, with my point of view of life. Suppose we have many parties and denominations in our people, and also each and every one of us is divided inside of him into many parts. Doesn't matter. You have to care just for one thing, not how to be equal to others. This is something that you'll never be able to do. And how to be connected to the other in a way that you equalize your desires and thoughts and opinions and so on. No, you have to build a bridge between yourselves, that whatever happens, you're close, that whatever happens, you love, you're friends. You accept each other the way each one is. And then this way, you reach a state called love covers for all crimes, that the love has a greater value than who the person is. Like in a family, there's nothing you can do. These are like this, and those are like that. And if I look at my kids, suppose, Owen can also say, he has boys, right? Each one of them with different qualities, and each one of them gives a headache and a different part of the head. But along with it, he loves them, he takes care of them, he loves them, and they're his. This is how we have to relate to everyone. I think that most of the people will agree that it's good to be nice towards each other and connected and together. But how is it possible to do it? How is it possible to do it? This is something that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains, and it explains how to do it. It understands our nature. It understands that it is impossible. And even before you ask, it was asked by people for a few thousands of years, and along with it, they've built these kinds of connections, and they saw that it is possible. I'm asking, how is it possible to do it where you have a leadership that is primitive, not advancing, creating disputes, steals, doesn't take care of its citizens, just like the people are? So is the leadership. It exactly fits what's happening in the people. What do you mean? That's how it is. But it's the responsibility of the leadership, not of the simple citizen. That's right, but you can't demand anything of the leadership if this is how the people are as well. The leadership can't be better than the people. We also see it in the rest of the countries. There is no country that can set an example that they really have a leadership that sees the development of the people towards a better future and leading the country and society towards development and good, and the people isn't content with their leadership. It's true, there are also parts of the people that behave in a corrupt way, but there are also good people that want because they don't have the opportunity of being corrupt. That's how it is. A person is an egoist. We're all egoists. We all hate each other. We all have complaints towards one another. No one has complaints towards himself, but only towards others. We have to acknowledge it, understand it, and to see that this is something that we have to stop. These things aren't beneficial. You can't build anything this way. There's only one solution: to stop demanding each one from the others to change. And if I'll be let to lead, then I'll be the right kind of leader, and this is what everyone thinks, that he knows how to do it, and therefore we'll never come to something correct and good. But comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the foundation of our nation, where according to this wisdom, Abraham has built us, where the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how are we structured, how's the whole of reality structured, and the world, and the worlds in general, and how does the higher force relate to us and govern us, and how do we have to behave in order to be his partners. It explains all of that, and the solution is simple, as if by its definition, to achieve mutual love within the nation. And also, no one knows how to do it. No one is capable of doing it. No one has neither the reason nor the strength to do it. And also, the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is what it explains, that there is no point in looking for it because it doesn't exist. But you have to find everything, and I'm telling you where to find it. It points and says, there you can find it. Find what? Find the force which will correct all the crimes, all the flaws, the force of love. Therefore, it says, love covers for all crimes. Today, we're waiting for the change to come from the leadership, from the decision makers, and you're saying that the change is something else. What exactly is the difference between the change that society is looking for today and the change you're talking about? What do we have to focus on right now? We all the time think that we can build the right kind of society according to our intellect, according to our reason. But our reason is corrupted. We take an example from different Western countries that they themselves are already discovering in their structure. They're discovering all of these flaws about them. No one's finding any solution. Everyone is in decline, in a great and ever-growing crisis, developing crisis. And therefore, to begin with, I don't want to hear. Suppose even if I wouldn't have had the wisdom of Kabbalah in my hands, I wouldn't have listened to them because they can only give me those methods that have shown their worthlessness. So why follow the same path? Who do you mean by Western countries that we want to take an example from? The socialist countries, capitalist countries, doesn't matter which and to which extent. We see that they're not finding the path, and after so many years of development, they're all reaching a state where they're discovering the crisis. So why follow the same path that the other countries took and did not succeed in it? So there is a unique path for the Israeli nation? Yes, and not only for the Israeli nation, but for the entire world, I claim, that there is a path that we have to show the whole world. This is called to be light unto the nations. So let's define it. What is it? This is a path where each one of us, egoists, each one different from the others, with his different opinions, with his desires, which are contradicting, all that is correct, and we don't have to correct anyone. Anyone. We only have to try and connect everyone to the others in ties of love, to accept each and every person as is, and for the love to cover for all crimes. Let's start developing ties of love, good ties between us, meaning that I don't pay attention to your character, to your habits, to anything that you have. I show you that I love you. But how can I love you? I'm dependent on you and you cause me harm. wait a second, and this is how everyone is, and we have to determine it as the social education, a worldwide education, that the entire Israeli nation goes into education, into a state where all of us behave this way. Now we have a political problem, the problem of the entire nation, a problem on the scale of the entire country. We have to educate ourselves and bring ourselves to good connections between us. If we don't do it, we will not be able to exist together. In the past, as we existed together in the good states, it was only when we were connected. Once we distanced from one another, resisted each other, we dispersed and went into exile. Now we're at the end of the final, fourth exile. And these examples are really examples that come to us from the foundations of nature. We were created as the people of Israel by connection, and we can exist between us only in time of connection, where one helps the other, where all of Israel are friends, love another as thyself. All these different examples and mutual guarantee and mutual connection, this is the only thing in which the people of Israel exist. Otherwise, if it's in any other direction, it stops until it completely ceases to exist, and we're thrown into exile. And then we're being controlled, and the nations want to destroy us, and so on and so forth. Now we've reached a state where the entire world is in the same situation as we are, smashed. There's no connection within the people, between the countries, within the families. Even each and every person has this kind of outburst dispute with himself. So in this state, we're in a very dangerous state. Everyone's already talking about wars, world war, and so on. Everyone's thinking that maybe it's better to finish with this entire civilization and stop all this nonsense. So what I want to say is that only if we set an example for everyone, because we have the method. You mean the Israeli society? Yes. Has to set an example? Yes. The people of Israel have the method of connection, and this is what all the nations of the world claim, that we are delaying the well-being, the good fortune of the world, that the Jews are the cause for all the evil in the world. By the way, as it says in the Torah, that the troubles come to the world only because of Israel, and we really have to understand that it's really up to us. To the extent to which we connect and set an example for the world, and the moment we'll start connecting, we'll succeed for sure. And we will see an example for the world, and the world will look at us. The world's looking at us anyway. Otherwise, we will not be able, we won't be able to exist. Can I ask something? Yes. And what you just said, there was a key sentence that if we in Israel learn how to connect with one another, many good things will happen. Yes. I want to take this sentence. If we learn how to connect. Today, if you look at the Israeli society, there's no such thing called the Israeli society. You have a certain picture of what Israel is. Tal has another picture, and I have a third picture. As much as I care, you can immigrate from Israel to any other country in the world, only not here, because here I want to grow my children and grandchildren with God's help, according to the depiction that I have of Israel, and also Tal, and you can take a plane together and leave this place for people that see what it means to be an Israeli, a Jew in the land of Israel, that see the same things that I see. But we're stuck in the same country, and I came to the conclusion that you're not going to change probably, and she's not going to change, and her denomination is growing stronger and giving birth to the next generation, which are becoming more fanatic, and you're giving birth to the next generation that have your perception, and I have my perception, and I'm stuck with you in the same country. I'd like to get rid of you, but maybe I can't. I don't know. This is the status of the Israeli nation. You say, come and learn how to connect. What does it mean to come and learn to connect? To connect to what? To the image of Israel that you have, that I have, that she has? No. That love will be above everything. Love. The moment you talk about connection above all differences, here you start showing something which is above our life. You start discovering a state where neither I nor she nor you, but a state which is higher than us, where we start discovering the force of connection. The force of love is the force of connection that's between the crimes, between all the differences. Specifically, because we're so different and therefore hate each other so much, if we're on the same realm, if we rise above this realm, then all the differences between us, all the so-called crimes, they become an even stronger connection for the revelation of love. But what does it mean if we rise above? I'm sure that I'm sitting with you in the same car and you're steering the wheel into an abyss. You're going to put me and my kids to death because you turn the wheel to the right. I'm sure that Tal will turn the wheel to the left and me and my kids will die because of her. So I want for her to get out of here first and for you second. And I'm not saying that as if I really feel it in my gut about our society where we're stuck together, that you are bringing a disaster upon me and my children. I'm sure of it. I feel it. You don't want to listen. I'm telling you that love will control and guide us. It will steer the wheel, not me or you or her, but love. This is the higher value. It is the higher force. You're a believer, so that's the force of the Creator. For that to control us, that will go above reason, you, her, me, whereby that we are on a higher degree than, pardon my French, your beastly intellect and hers and mine, where we start rising to the degree of a human being in Hebrew called Adam, also meaning similar to this entire construction, structure of the world, which is one unit, integral, global. And you also will never be able to get rid of us. Maybe you'll immigrate from Israel. I don't want to. Neither does she, and no one does. And if you stay here and you won't be with us, then you'll stay with your Arab neighbors that'll come. Who do you think that you'll stay with? No, I'm not talking only about the left-wing opinion. The right is, they feel the same. It's not a solution, and therefore there's no point in thinking about it. I'm giving you the only solution that has to be accepted by everyone. So can you please explain it? How will it be expressed in terms of policies, decision-making, security? First of all, through education. We can't now determine what is the future form because we're not in it right now. We're not there. How can we know? What does it mean to govern the country according to new guidelines? He has his guideline, I have mine, and she has hers, and we have 25 parties, then each thing. So 125 opinions. Yeah. So there's no such thing. But what we need is to give this people a new education. A new education meaning, what does it mean to be in ties of love between us? How to develop this attitude of a person towards all the rest of the people of his nation in a way that we simply love each other. Simply love. Let's allow this force of love to start revealing between us. Start revealing. Meaning, I look at you, that I love you. I look at him, I love him. Even though that it's clear to me that I don't love him or maybe even hate him. And you, I disrespect you altogether, don't want to look at you, and this is how I am towards everyone, obviously. This is at least how we disrespect everyone, and even more. So, along with it, through exercises, through different activities, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains how to do it. Let's, by that, start learning how can we build the ties of love between us. Artificial ones, no one thinks that it comes from the heart, but the actions follow the heart. And let's do that and see how much it works. And because we're in a big society of a few millions of people, this is what Abraham, our patriarch, did. We're doing an exact copy of what he did with those Babylonians that came to him. And all of them underwent such states that they hated each other, they didn't understand each other, just like we don't understand and don't want to understand each other. The same happened in Babylon. It's not new. So let's just learn how to do it the way he did it and do the same. We have to renew our people after this last exile for us to achieve the complete redemption. And the redemption is the revelation of love between us, where then we start existing and we will merit a state where the entire world will respect us, that they'll want to learn from us. And not like he wanted to go and take examples from other countries how to build something here which is false to begin with. So let's go back to our sources and take the method of love from there. What does Passover symbolize with respect to all we talked about? Coming out of hatred to love. Pesach, in Hebrew meaning to skip over. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, for this excellent conversation. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.